Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
HQBFG,
Germany.
For the last 30 years, once a serving soldier and his family have arrived in a European posting, those who hold a driving licence have been asked to complete a matrix test, known as a tick test, to gain a better understanding of local driving rules and regulations. Initially a paper test, it then moved on to CD-ROM, which could be taken at GTO or welfare points. Now, since the 2nd of April, it's been moved online to bfgnet.eu, where anyone can have a go. WO1 Neil Allinson is a staff master driver for HQBFG. He explains.
Basically, the European tick test is a test to make sure that people have adequate knowledge of the road systems within Germany and other countries in Europe. The test is designed for all military serving personnel, wives, dependents, and civil servants who are working in BFG, who are driving military vehicles and BFG type vehicles.
Although you can still complete the test in person for the next 3 months, the test will then be only available online. But for those who have already passed, there's no need to repeat it, although military personnel are required to update theirs every 5 years.
If you complete the test and you've passed the test, you will then receive a printed certificate, which can be emailed to an account, or you can keep a hold of it and place in your driver training folder for all military personnel.
Now, what happens about second chances? Because we know, obviously, with theory tests in the past, there's already so many goes you can have. Do you want to explain what happens?
Yes. If you are not successful and you don't pass the test, you can do the test as many times as you can. Once you have passed the test and you've got your pass certificate, you will not be then able to go back to the test. You'll have to redo a new test where you'll get a unique number. To get back onto the test, you will then have to use that unique number to log back in and basically start from where you left off.
So why the move from CD-ROM?
Well, there's a few decisions, but the main one was basically the GOC's policy on making life easier and better for the military community here in Germany. By putting it online, eases the burden of having to come down to your local GTO or welfare office to be able to do the test. And this is obviously better for morale and makes things a lot easier for families when moving here.
And there is also an opportunity for more training. You were saying families who might have children coming up to a driving age could also potentially use it.
That's correct. On the test, we've got the European one, but also on there's France and the UK tests. So if individuals or service personnel have children who want to get their children for the driving test, the theory test, they can actually trial it and use the questions as an aid memoir together with the training aids that they're currently using.
There is, however, one small change. The pass mark has been brought up to 86% in line with the UK theory test. Gina Clark reporting for BFBS from Rheindahlen, Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.